Here on Bill's Classical Jukebox, we're broadcasting from our new studios at 102.9 FM in Collingwood, but you can hear us everywhere from 96.3 in Toronto and 103.1 in Cobourg. And we're exploring the vibrant cultural scene that exists here in southern Georgian Bay. My great pleasure to welcome another special guest today, Brian Ray from Choral Works Collingwood. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm so glad that you're here.
Well, so am I. It's just a wonderful community. And the more I learn about it, the more I just absolutely love it. We want to talk a little bit about your background, and then we'll get to Choral Works Collingwood. And then we'll get to the magnificent Christmas concert that's coming up on Saturday, December the 2nd. You were the organist at St. Michael's Cathedral in Toronto for 40 years. Right. What an amazing experience that must have been.
It was wonderful. It really was. We used to perform or sing for people who had nothing, and for prime ministers, etc., as well, and welcoming all the dignitaries to the cathedral. But it went the full gamut from people who maybe found in the street had to be buried, and to people who had all sorts of things. But it was a magnificent place to be.
You were the director of choral music as well for St. Michael's Choir School.
Correct.
And thousands upon thousands of young people got to learn from you, and you got to learn from them too, I'll bet.
I think more me learning from them than them learning the other way around. I really do, you know, because it was always a great experience to work with the young men, boys and young men who really wanted to sing well. And they did. And we toured all over North America. We were in Europe several times. And that program is still functioning today. And so we're very grateful for it. And the boys really enjoyed that.
And how much enrichment they got out of those tours. You said you wound up on the first one somewhere in Newfoundland, fogged in for 3 days. What do you do?
Well, that was a good question because I just didn't have much to do. I didn't make any of the arrangements up to that point.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you could have another rehearsal, I suppose.
Oh, of course. We always did. One more time, guys.
Now, in 2006, you were bestowed papal honors as a Knight of St. Gregory. I've never met anybody who's had papal honors. How do you earn that?
I don't know. I had a call from the Archdiocese to say that I was being awarded this medal, and I thought it was great. But that was the first I had heard of it. And there was a group of us who'd received medals that evening. It's sort of an award of thanks more than anything, you know. But they do have, if you look it up, they do have an outfit, which I've never bothered to buy, but it had, you know, from the mid-16th centuries. And it's a wonderful outfit, but it was a great honor to be bestowed upon, Brian. I felt very honored.
Now, how long have you and your wife, Dolores, been here in the Collingwood area?
We've been here about 12 years.
And you are currently organist at St. Mary's Church, conductor of the Choral Works Choir. And what is the feeling? Can you describe it when those 28 voices get it all together and it's just right?
It's something that you really have to experience, but the joy of it, and to see them knowing that they had succeeded in what they were trying to do, is even better than anything else. I mean, it's incredible that we are in Collingwood and we can present such programs with such wonderful results. All they want to do is get better.
Yeah, these are artistic and professional concerts. Christmas and spring are the two that you do. And your musical choices run from the Middle Ages to the Beatles, I think.
Right. You know, this Christmas, for instance, we're featuring the Gloria by Antonio Vivaldi with soloists and orchestra. And we're also, in the second part, we're doing some interesting things. There's a small cantata by Dietrich Buxtehude, The Infant Jesus. We're going to do it in English, and it fits very well. And then we're going to branch off into some audience participation of well-known carols. And we're going to end with three wonderful things. One is Go Tell It in the Mountain, which is a very gospel rock type of arrangement.
It was a pop hit on the charts.
Well, it could be brought back.
Yeah, could be.
You know, and that was followed by a very reflective Who Is He in Yonder Stall with a Hanby tune, and a very nice arrangement. And then we're going to end with what they call jingle bells. And you've never heard jingle bells like this one. I mean, it contains a waltz in the middle of it. It also contains a wonderful selection of notes from a soprano that's almost like an operatic aria, all in the space of jingle bells, in the space of 6 minutes.
Sounds great. Tell me a bit about your soloist, Joshua Tamayo.
Joshua Tamayo was a student at the choir school. And an interesting story, Bill, is at the age of 12, we were touring. We were in Sudbury, and we were performing with the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra. And the conductor came over to me, and he said, Brian, he said, would you like to conduct something or have one of your students conduct? And I said, I'd rather have one of the students conduct. And Joshua was 12 years old. So I said, Joshua, would you like to conduct this number tonight? And I forget what the number was. And from that moment on, he sort of grew into a very fine young musician, an excellent accompanist, very sensitive, and he is in his own right a very fine musician, of course, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Talk about Brianna DeSantis.
Brianna DeSantis is doing a PhD at the University of Western in vocal performance. She's very young, you know, very young, but beautiful voice, beautiful soprano. And the mezzo, Madison, sang the Mozart Vespers and the that we did several years ago with the choir, and she's back again as the mezzo-soprano soloist. Wonderful young person, just emerging from the, you say, the chorus line of all the singers that we have today.
Well, it sounds like just a marvelous, marvelous evening, 7:30 p.m., December the 2nd, and this is at the New Life Church, which is on Tracy Lane in Collingwood. The tickets are available online if you go to choralworks.ca. That's choralworks.ca. You can call this number, 705-888-4454. I'll repeat that, 705-888-4454. And children under 12 are admitted free. How about that?
Well, we're trying to encourage young people.
Yeah, and why not? There's another concert in May, but I'm going to have to come back in March maybe, and we'll talk about that one.
That would be my pleasure, Bill. Thank you very much.
Don't forget the Christmas concert with the folks, the 28-member chamber choir, Choral Collingwood, yes, Choral Works Collingwood. And again, it's Saturday, December the 2nd, 7:30, New Life Church, Tracy Lane, Collingwood. And again, choralworks.ca or 705-888-4454. How about we hear some of that Vivaldi? And thanks again, Brian.
Thank you. My pleasure.